Okay, so I've been meaning to get this off my chest for quite a while now. And it may sound silly, and it may sound like something that's not worth, ranting about, but I think so. But anyway, there was this one person who messaged me through who emailed me. And he was commenting on one of my photos, and he said, "Wow, you look like a baby." Because I, no matter how hard I try, I mean, I know some of you people out there know my pain, because I don't I, see. I have a face. I have a facial feature in which I look more like. I look more like a baby girl than I do an actual actual woman, because I am 20 years old, and yet I have a baby face. And at first, when somebody told me that I looked like a baby and I looked way too young, I was just like, "Whoa, what?" I don't think so. What? But then I look, then I look in the mirror, I'm like, whoa. Maybe I'm just too cherubic or something, but I know some of you people know my pain. For those of you who have this sort of like a baby face, because I have a baby face, and I mean, every and this all starts out when I was in high school. I thought some of these seniors thought, these people who rarely know me around some areas of the school. Like there was this one time, this girl who was in the same grade as I was, she thought I was a freshman, and I just laughed. I mean, I laughed so hard when she thought I was a freshman, and when really I was a senior. And I couldn't stop laughing. But then again, I just kind of looked back on it, and I'm like, I really do have that young of a face? Oh my God. And then I told my mom about this, and she had a similar experience to that, because back then when she was younger, I think she had the same problem as I have, and she and they went to this arsenal thing. They went to there was this one time where my mom and her friends went on a tour through the arson through a an arsenal someplace, and there was these guys there that kept flirting with her friends, and she said, "Why isn't anyone flirting with me?" And so her friend told her, "Well, probably it's because you look younger than the rest of us," and she was the oldest in the group. I mean, she would have been at least the same age as I was around that time. She was the oldest in that group. And I was like, whoa. So yeah, I've got the baby face curse from my mom. And it's a wonder she still looks good the way she does now. But no, it's strange. I mean, having a baby face is kind of half and half. Half a blessing, half a curse, because yeah, you can go trick-or-treating through the town and nobody would expect you being an adult. But yet again, if you were to like walk into a room and there are full of people the same age as you are, and then somebody would just come up to you and pat you on the head, say, "Hey, little girl," or "You must be," and what grade are you in? Like, you look younger than you say you are. It's just, it's frustrating. It is very, very frustrating because I've got the voice to prove otherwise. I mean, I don't even know what to think anymore because my baby face can get me into a lot of trouble in some points because it's just, I just have that tender of a face and it's just, I mean, it's a good thing in some instances, but when you're trying to impress somebody and then they just look at you like you're a child, it just, no, it just, no, it's frustrating. Especially when you have a voice that doesn't match your facial features. Gah! Yeah, I know it sounds silly. I mean, rambling about this, but still, though. I mean, come on. Yeah, I do admit, I do look like somebody who had just been. I don't really know how to describe myself, except I know that I got a baby face, and many people out there know my pain. You must. I mean, come on. These people, I mean, I think they do feel the same pain as some other baby face people, like myself. But then again, when you age, but there's a huge, 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 huge benefit to it. Well, like I said, because if you have a baby face when you're 20 years old, just imagine what you would look like when you're older. Now, that's something to be thinking of right there. And my mama had to actually tell me that. And she was like, "Well, you ought to be thankful for having a baby face now because you'll never know what you look like when you're older. Heck, you might even look younger than you look when you're 40 or something." And that might. Yeah, maybe by then I'll look my age right now. I don't know. It's frustrating. But yet, hey, having a baby face during Halloween can give me candy. So, that's a good thing. I mean, I have mixed emotions about my face. And it's just. And it's the same way. It's the same kind of emotions I have about my boobs, but the way they are, they're small, and I'm a big person. I am a big, I'm a curvy person, but yet I have like these I have these pear-shaped boobs, and it doesn't make a lick of sense whatsoever. It just doesn't. It really doesn't. So, yeah. And it also doesn't help if I have little hands and little feet too. That's something messed up right there. I must be, yeah, but I might not have that sort of Benjamin Button syndrome. No. That might not, no. That can't be it. Hey, that could have been something to think about. And by the way, I haven't even seen that movie in such a long time. Oh, it's been years since I've seen that movie. The Case of Benjamin Button. It's a really good movie. Anyway, what I'm trying to get across is, I don't know. I just. Having a baby face can have benefits for you, but then again, when you show your face in certain places, it just kind of gets you. It gets you nowhere. It just gets you nowhere, but either trouble or just another round of, oh, you're so cute, and all that. You're such a cute little doll. I mean, I have no problem being called cute, but when you're like, oh, well, you must be 16 or something, I'm like, no, I'm 20 for the last time. At the same time, it's pretty hilarious that they think I'm 16 when I'm 20. I'll be 21 in March. So I am so looking forward to it. Yeah. I am just over the moon. Just excited about turning t 21 in March. So I'll be very much looking forward to that. So yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just felt like I needed to rant and just get it all out my system because I don't know. Probably 'cause I have the baby face blues, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway. Thank you all for listening and bearing with me as I ramble about silly stuff. And I'll see y'all later. Bye.